Are young people rejecting their iPhones and embracing dumb phones? I am Kelly Newcomb with Brave Parenting, and this is the Brave Briefing, a technology and cultural update for Christian parents. Well, last week, headlines about how Gen Z are buying up BlackBerry phones caught my attention. It wasn't just my confusion as to whether or not they were making BlackBerry phones still. It was more my astonishment that it was happening enough to make headlines. Well, there have been several recent surges of young people embracing these not-so-smart phones as a way of life. And their stories make their way across several news outlets offering hope to the generations above them. But has anyone actually seen a Gen Z with a BlackBerry or a flip phone? You see, the media tells the story like this. Recognizing the constant distractions and stimulations that come with smartphones and heeding the mounting evidence of smartphones' effects on mental health, a growing number of Gen Z are boldly opting out. Some articles suggest that in an effort to regain control of their lives and be more mindful about their content consumption, these young people are ditching their iPhones. Well, if we read past all of these clickbait headlines, however, we get a glimpse of what's really going on to make this national news. A New York Post article reads this, quote, a quick TikTok search under the keyword BlackBerry will display thousands upon thousands of videos of Gen Zers purchasing shelved BlackBerry phones off of eBay or digging them out of their parents' closets, decorating them with rhinestones and keychains. Oh, okay. All right. So young people are buying BlackBerry phones only to then use their iPhone to make and post TikTok videos about it. Because it's not like they can use TikTok on a BlackBerry, right? And there's a slim chance they can even use it to make calls or texts now that BlackBerry has discontinued its services. And frankly, it's inconceivable to think that these content creators aren't still checking their accounts as their videos go viral. So it turns out this whole dumb phone movement isn't really a movement at all, but an aesthetic, a nostalgic trend and hashtag that Gen Z has popularized in the eternal quest for fame and attention. The irony that perhaps they do see as well is that they're right to say that the iPhone is destroying their life, and that they would do anything to go back to that time when social media, Netflix, and DoorDash didn't provide constant temptation and distraction. I'm not denying. I think teens actually understand the predicament that we're all in with smartphones, right? You don't have to be a part of Gen Z to hate that you need your phone to get through the day, whether it's a required app for work or your kid's school. It's getting harder and harder to effectively participate in society with out a smartphone. But I think about Proverbs 14:12, which says, there's a way which seems right to man, but its end is the way of death. Well, we all thought that the smartphone was the way to live in the 21st century. And so parents gave these devices to their Gen Z kids. And now these teens and young adults long for peace, purpose, and freedom from this constant connection. Without Christ, though, their solutions, like the BlackBerry phone, are empty. The only real escape from the attention economy is found in the one who said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy burden, and I will give you rest, in Matthew 11:28. Parents, we must repent of the burden that we've laid upon our children by providing these smartphones and point them to the rest that is found in our Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, these nostalgic devices won't heal their sinful hearts or lighten the load of burdens. Only Christ, the eternal word, can lead us in the right way to live, even in a culture where the smartphone feels required. All right, friends, that is your Brave Briefing. If you have any questions, reach out, share this with a friend, and until next time, go and be brave.